You are listening to the audio production of The War on Children, Providing Refuge for Your Children in a Hostile World, by John MacArthur. Published by John MacArthur Publishing Group, this book is read by the author. Preface. Most adults can remember the halcyon days when society sought to protect children from harm. Not anymore. Popular culture has turned on the young with an unimaginable barrage of destructive assaults. It is an aggressive campaign being executed with unconscionable malice. The primary goal is to brainwash children through the spread of lies shamelessly intended to obliterate biblical spirituality and morality, and thereby systematically dismantle the foundations of society. Secular social engineers, profane politicians, entertainment moguls, and many business leaders are all in on this sinister strategy. They are determined to raise and totally reshape the culture. In order to accomplish that goal, they must capture the minds and hearts of the next generation. Assaults against children are coming from all directions. Propaganda is embedded in children's entertainment, in advertising that targets young people, in the music they listen to, and even in their school curriculum. Media produced for children today is practically all infused with ideas that are purposely designed to undermine the biblical values that helped shape Western culture for their ancestors. If you doubt that, visit any secular bookstore and look at what is being promoted for children to read. The idea is to indoctrinate future generations with a belief system where good and evil are fundamentally inverted, where gender is not binary, but rather a sliding scale with infinite possibilities, where sexual perversions are celebrated and where God is banished from public discourse. Christian parents face an especially hard uphill battle to raise their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. Practically every bureaucrat who works in a government agency or public school system is convinced that government knows better than parents how children should be raised and what they should be taught. Furthermore, public schools nowadays are overwhelmingly and often militantly anti-Christian. And the government wants even more control over how, when, and what our children are taught. In 2021, President Biden proposed a spending bill with a price tag of $3.5 trillion. Nearly half his proposals had to be cut if the bill had any hope of getting through Congress. But one feature that survived all the cuts, the one major expenditure that proponents of the spending bill boasted about, was a package providing universal preschool and affordable child care at a cost of $400 billion. One of the frightening implications of this development is that the federal government is now positioned to have the dominant voice in shaping curriculum and educational philosophy for children starting at age 3 and continuing through their college years. It is probably fair to say that in this era where so-called progressive policies dominate public policy, most government officials are now convinced it is their right, if not their own duty, to decide how and what children are taught. In a 2023 ceremony honoring the nation's public school teacher of the year, President Biden said, quote, "There's no such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children," close quote. He was echoing a theme liberal politicians have been drumming into the American consciousness for decades. In her 1996 book, It Takes a Village, Hillary Clinton famously challenged the God-given parental role. She drew her book's title from an oft-quoted African proverb, "It takes a village to raise a child." There is, of course, a germ of truth in the proverb. Kids cannot be properly raised in total isolation, and what they are exposed to in their environment will influence the development of their character. Parents need to make sure they are surrounded with good influences.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?